This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. El Paso County Congressman Doug Lamborn is officially running for re-election. If victorious, it would be the Republicans' 9th term in Congress. Lamborn was recently appointed ranking member on the Subcommittee on Strategic Forces. That means he would potentially lead the panel if Republicans retake the House this fall. Lamborn's district covers Colorado Springs and nearby communities. It's solidly Republican. His primary challenger is State Representative Dave Williams. Denver ranks 6th in the nation for the number of people who attempted to bring guns onto airplanes. CPR's Allison Sherry.
According to TSA, 141 firearms were discovered in luggage at Denver International Airport in 2021. It mirrors a national trend where discoveries were up at major airports across the country. It's illegal to bring a gun on an airplane, even if you have a concealed weapons permit. TSA says passengers have to pack weapons unloaded in locked, hard-sided suitcases in checked bags, and then declare the weapon at check-in. Passengers who try to carry weapons through security can face criminal penalties. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The federal government and a group of oil and gas states have agreed on a program to help states plug wells that were abandoned. More than $4.7 billion for the plan comes from the Biden's infrastructure bill. The wells leak methane, a greenhouse gas which can pollute water sources. Colorado has more than 200 abandoned well sites. You're listening to CPR News.